I'm Marilyn Cooley from Classical WETA.
And I'm Classical WETA's David Ginder, and this is a Baltimore Symphony Orchestra introduction to Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 6 in B-flat major.
Now, it may seem that Bach has tried every odd and unusual trick in the book in creating the Brandenburg Concertos, but he has yet another trick up his sleeve with this last concerto, the 6th. This is unlike almost every other Baroque orchestral concerto that we know about. It includes no violins.
I think you should say that again.
There are no violins in this orchestra. Isn't that amazing?
No violins at all. This is absolutely unheard of. The extroverted violin is prominently featured in most works that include strings, even today. Mm-hmm. Here it doesn't show up at all. The star is the viola, which, as beautiful an instrument as it is, unfortunately is often considered a second-class citizen at best. So perhaps Bach has righted a musical wrong in letting the viola serve as the star of the show.
This lack of any upper-range instruments gives the 6th Brandenburg Concerto its unique, dark, low timbre. Like the 3rd Brandenburg Concerto, the parts are all for strings, except for the continuo harpsichord. And the line between the concertino, the soloist group, and the tutti, or the larger orchestral group, is, let's just say, blurry.
The soloists technically are two violas and two cellos. But beyond those, there are only the 3 continuo players, cello, violone, or double bass, and harpsichord. So maybe there just isn't a tutti section?
Well, it's hard to say. You can imagine there are multiple opinions. The 2 solo cello parts would have been played on the viola da gamba, which may indicate that this concerto was written especially to accommodate Bach's employer, the Prince Leopold,
who was a skilled string player and often played the viola da gamba. And by the way, modern performances of this piece often don't use viola da gamba. They'll use extra cellos to play the viola da gamba part.
The first movement sounds very clearly in a beat of 2, or 4 if you prefer. In fact, the 2 violas play the faster notes, and every other player steadily plods along at 8 notes evenly distributed throughout each bar for the first 16 measures. The faster notes are very even, though, so it's a pretty straightforward beginning.
The cellos and continuo finally get the interest of a dotted rhythm in measure 16. And by dotted rhythm, we're not referring to necessarily a short thing. A dotted rhythm is referring to long, short, long, short, long. So they get this very interesting thing starting at
measure
16.
Compared to that plodding along.
That's
yes.
Right. And then the parts begin to interact a little bit more, entering into kind of a fugue-like manner, one voice at a time. This steady, solid motion continues throughout the first movement. In the second movement, we might well expect to hear the relative minor key, but we do not until the very end of the movement.
Here, Bach uses E-flat, which is closely related, as you can see on the circle of fifths, if you're interested in that sort of thing. It's entirely possible that Bach wanted to stay in major keys because the timbre of the piece was already so dark, what with that lack of violins.
Right.
It's in a very slow beat of 3 with the unusual time signature of 3-2, or 3 half notes to the measure. It's quite a sweet melody, which the violas pass gradually back and forth between them, and note that in this performance, there's more than one instrument per part.
We said that the two violas pass the melody back and forth. What about the two cellos? Another unusual trick by Bach here. They are silent for the entire movement. It's really almost like a trio sonata for two violas and continuo.
The two solo voices do step into minor here and there throughout the movement, but the relative key of G minor comes in at the very end to make the transition back to the home key of B flat more proper, or at least sound more familiar. The last movement is dance-like, in fact, like a Baroque gigue. It's in 12/8 time, giving it the sound of a triple meter, and uses what amounts to syncopation to make the beat sound a little off-kilter.
This rhythmic motive with on-again, off-again syncopation continues throughout the movement and makes it a very interesting movement, actually. Near the middle, a change to minor gives us a different view of this device.
In fact, we have a big ABA structure here. So after this section in minor, there's essentially a repeat of the opening section.
You might find that this unusual string texture, again, no violins at all in this concerto, actually provides for rather a soothing experience. You know, you could say it's dark and melancholy and so forth, but it's also very
peaceful in a way.
Peaceful, yeah. It's restful. It's very attractive.
I'm Marilyn Cooley from Classical WETA.
And I'm Classical WETA's David Ginder.
And this is a Baltimore Symphony Orchestra introduction to Johann Sebastian Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 6 in B-flat major.